Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalet. We're on Gimel Amud Beis by the Mishnah. It's a new Mishnah. It's really like a new turn. The Masechta is taking a new turn. Not really talking about Nida and Zava and miscarriages. And talking about now, when a baby's born, so certain halachas change. And certain things change. Certain things change in the family. That's what we're going to discuss right now. Says the Mishnah. Tinokes, a girl. Right? And then we're going to say a boy. Why is a girl first? Start off with a girl. It says in the Torah, Zachar unikeva bira'am. Are we talking about a girl first? So two answers. First of all, the girl has, believe it or not, has less halachas. So always, the Mishnah many times does that. We'll do the less halachas first. Or, the second reason is, because the Gemara Bava Kama says, bas tchila, they have a girl first, simin yafa labanim. It's a simin yafa for children. So we start off with girls, because it's a simin yafa. So a girl, tinokos, a girl, Bas Yom Echad. She's 1 day old. The girl's born, mamish, today's her birthday. She's 1 day old. She's already Matama Benida. She's already Tameh as a Nida. She could be a Nida. Bas Yud Yamim, if she's 10 days old, Matame Beziva. She could be Tameh as a Zava. And the Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechutza Kippara that when she turns, oh, when she returns 12, she owes a carbon for this. It's very interesting. You owe carbon when you're a katana or a cotton when you become older. But anyway, 10 days. Why do you need 10 days? Because you have to have 7 days of Nida first, then 3 days of Re'ia. That'll turn her into a Zava. Tinok, a boy. Ben Yom Echad Metame Beziva. When he's 1 day old, he could be a Zav. Okay? U Metame Benagayim. And a 1 day old can get Saras. Right? U Metame Betame Meis. And a 1 day old can become tamei mace. If the 1 day old touches a mace, he becomes tamei. V'zakuk li'ibam. A 1 day old completely transforms the yibam situation. As long as he wasn't born, right? What happened? As long as he wasn't born, it won't be true because the brothers have to be alive at the same time. He's born 1 day. The day he's born, an hour after he's born, his brother dies. What? He knocks out the brother. He requires Yibam now. He makes it hard for this woman. If he wasn't alive, the woman can marry whoever she wants. The brother died. Her brother, his best brother, died. So he's
once he's born, once he's born, there's no more Yibam.
No, there is Yibam. No, not Yibam. For the mother. It's for the brother.
Oh, not for the mother?
Not for the mother. Because that's what's relevant. Because if the mother is pregnant, and the mother has a Reuven, and Reuven is married to a woman, they're married for 6 months, no children. The mother gives birth to Shimon. Now Reuven dies. After he's born, in this world for 1 day, Reuven dies. Reuven's wife has to wait for Shimon to grow up to do Chalitza or Yibam. You hear that?
Yeah.
Easier case is what's the easier case? But the mother, but if she's pregnant, you have to wait anyway. Here,
but once the baby's born, the 1 day that the baby's born knocks her out.
Right. However, let's say Reuven is married for 6 months, no children, and Reuven dies. Right. The next day, Shimon's born.
Yes.
There's no Yibam.
Correct.
No Chalitza.
Correct.
It's a much bigger Chiddush. The first case, if the mother has to wait. Here, you don't have to wait. They were not alive at the same time. There's no Yibam, no Chalitza. That's why it's a much bigger Chiddush, right? This is your case. Upoter min Yibam. This will potter the mother from Yibam. Michael Betruma. What does Michael Betruma mean? The mother now can eat Truma, right? Rashi says, Bas Yisrael Shenitzes LaKohen. A Bas Yisrael was married to a Kohen, Umes, and he died. Vinolad LaBen, and now she had a son. This could even be after he died. Lacha Misaso, Ocheles, she can eat Truma now, Bishvilo, Betruma. Bo Bayom Shenolad. Even the day that he's born, everyone asks, how could she eat Truma the day he's born? She's Tamei. Rashi didn't mean that. He, He just meant to emphasize. He just meant to emphasize that while she was pregnant, she could not eat truma. The husband died. She's 3 months pregnant. Nebuchadnezzar's husband died. Now she has to wait. She can't eat truma now for 6 months. Maybe nothing's gonna happen. 6 months go by. The day he's born already, she can. Now technically she can't. She's coming, but she could eat technically. Not that you eat the bread. He let her eat. He lets her eat. But if she leaves him over pregnant, she has to wait till he's born. Right? By the way, believe it or not, one of the Achronim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, says that we're talking about a case where she was born. Rashi doesn't have to be, Rashi could be literal. It was a cesarean section. A cesarean section, and then it's not considered a laid though, so she's not talking, she can eat the truma that day also. You hear that? Right, so according to the mandam who holds, right? Okay, next. Uposel menat truma. And the opposite. Shalpasel truma. What do you mean shalpasel truma? The Gemara will explain what that means. Dinochel umanchil. Once he's 1 day old, he inherits, and he can also bequeath. Right? He inherits and he can bequeath. The Gemara will talk about what that means. Vahargo chayiv. If you kill a 1 day old baby, you are chayiv misa for murder. He's only 1 day old. Doesn't matter. Varehu la'aviv ul'imo ul'chol krovav. And he is to his mother and his father and all his relatives. Kichasan shalem. He's like a chasan shalem. What does that mean, chasan shalem? So the Gemara is going to say that you have to sit shiva for such a boy. A 1 day old who dies, you have to sit shiva for such a boy. No, it's not true. It's about focus. But I don't think it's passing that way. I think if it's less than 30 days, you don't. We're going to get to that in a minute. Tosfos is going to ask the question on the base. We'll follow the rove. Rove boys live past 30 days. We ask that on the base. The very unusual. What does it mean? What is chas and shalei? What kind of lashon is that? Very strange lashon, no? So the tour brings down, I don't think in 7 years of Shas we ever mentioned Rav Nachshon Gaon, did we? Maybe one time in Rosh Hashanah with the calendar. Something with the calendar of Nachshon Gaon. Anyway, Rav Nachshon Gaon says, from the fact that the Gemara calls a 1 day old a chas and shalim, a minhag developed, which I believe is practiced today, maybe you know better, doctor, a minhag developed, that unfortunately, if a boy dies before the 8th day, they will give the mace a bris milah. Based on these two words, he should be shalim. If it's a chiv for him, what the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to say, what does it mean, chas and shalim? It means avelus. Why is it called shalim? That he leaves the world as a shalim. How? He has a bris milah.
I've heard that.
Right? So one of the interns told me that his friend's wife had a miscarriage, and it was very late in the pregnancy, and it was already a form. And the doctor, apparently he was ordered to the from guy, and he told the father, you have to get a mile over here, because we're going to do a bris milah. Very, very interesting. It's very fat. Basically, it's two little words. Right? They do? Really interesting. Interesting. All right. Amar Aleph is going to go quick because it's all just going to be limudim. Benahani Mili, how do you know this? How do you know what? How do you know that already a 1 day old is under the parsha of Anida? A 1 day old could be Anida. How do you know that? The Tana Rabbanan, Isha. Ein liyala Isha. Bas yom echad l'nida menayin. Tamad lama v'isha. It's an extra vav. Next, Bas yud yom l'ziva. How do you know that a 10 day old girl can already become a zava? The Benahani Mili, the Tana Rabbanan, Isha. Ein liyala. It's a different pasuk. Ein liyala isha bas yud yamim laziva menayin tamad lamar v'isha. Now tinok ben yom echad. What about a boy? How do you know a boy, a 1 day old boy, can already be a zav? V'nahani mili the Tana Rabbanan ish ish ma tamad lamar ish ish l'rabos ben yom echad, to include a 1 day old shematame b'ziva divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. Rabbi Shmuel, Beno, Shal Yochan, Ben Baruch, Omer. Now, ain't a tzarech. I don't need that pasuk. Why not? Harei Omer, it already says. V'hazav ezovo, v'zachar ulin akeva. It already says a pasuk like that. Wazachar kol shehu, ben gadol ben katan, v'dinkeva kol shehu, ben gadola ben katana. I don't need psukim. It's a beferish pasuk, really. I don't need drushes. Im kain, ma talmud lomer ish ish. So why do I say ish ish? Dibra Torah, kolashim b'nei adam. Torah, that's how the Torah speaks like that sometimes. Okay? Next. Umatame bin agayim. Dechsev, adam kiyehye b'or b'saro. If a man, if an Adam will have a tzaras. Adam kalshu, any Adam, any age. Any age. Umatame mit tamei meis. And this baby can become tamei meis. Dechsev, like it says, v'al hanafashos, asher hoyu sham, nefesh kaldehu. Any nefesh. V'zokek liyibum. He already becomes in the parasha of Yibum. Dechsev, ki yeshu achim yachtav. The brothers are living together. What does that mean? Achim shahayu lehem yeshiva achas ba'olam. They had to both be alive at the same time. So he's born today, on the 4th of July, and later in the afternoon, Nebuch, the brother passes away. Now that woman is stuck. She has to wait for Yibum or Chalitza. Uportim in a Yibum, right? And he passes the mother from Yibum. In other words, now the mother can marry whoever she wants. Why? It says, Uben Einlo Amrachmana. Well, instantly, she has a son. She has a son. Here, it doesn't matter when he's born, right? Even if she's pregnant when her husband dies, they'll wait. Is she going to have a son or not? If she has a son, they wait a few months, right? If it turns out it's a son, call a kavod. Right? Okay. Next. Umachil b'truma. And he's allowed to eat. It lets the mother eat truma. The mother now can eat truma. Now she has a son. She's married to a kohen. She has a son. It's continuing the legacy. Right? The pasuk says that. Dechiv v'yilid beso, right? Heim yochlumu b'lachmo. They can eat together the bread. Karibe ya'achilo b'lachmo. Read it to say, he lets her eat the bread. He's feeding her the bread. How's he feeding her the bread? By being alive. Right? By being alive, he's a ben kohen. She's married to a bas kohen. He died. If there's no children, she can't eat. If there are children, she can't eat. Uposel min atruma. What does it mean, uposel min atruma? This is the other way around. A bas kohen that married a Yisrael. This is the other way around. A bas kohen that married a Yisrael. If her husband died, the Yisrael died, she can go back to her father. And he continued to eat truma. But if she has a son from the Yisrael, she cannot. That's what it means. Having a one-day-old son will passel her from truma. Why? V'zera ein la amarachmana. The Torah said, if she doesn't have any children, she can go back. V'ha'isle, she has. Right? She has children. Therefore, she can't go back. Now the Gemara is going to have a whole complicated drasha, but there's really another source that teaches this din. Ma'ir yezera. Why do you have to tell me that if she had a child, she can't go back? Afilu uber nami. Even if she's pregnant, she can't go back. Even being pregnant enough alone, it ruins her. Why? Dechsev, like it says, kinu ureha. She goes back like a youth. Prat lemuberes. Not a muberes. So why do I need two psukim? One to tell me she doesn't go back if she's pregnant, and one to tell me she doesn't go back if she has a child. So the Gemara answers, tzurichei, I need both sources. Di kasav rachmana vizera ein la. If he only had the pasuk of vizera, Mishum de Meikara Chad Gufa, Bahashta Tre Gufa. I would have said, listen, she got married, she was one person. Now she's got baggage already, she got a child. Of course she can't go back to her father. Aval Hacha, but over here, by pregnant, the Meikara Chad Gufa, Bahashta Chad Gufa. Now she's only one body still. She's heavier, there's a baby inside, it's only one body. Ema Techel, I would say, what? But now she can still go back to her father. Chazar Rachmana, Kinu Reha. So the Torah says, no. Even if she's pregnant, she can't go back. V'kasa rachmana kinu ureha, had the Torah only written kinu ureha, right? Mishum demeikara gufa srika, because beforehand she was a single girl, she was nice and skinny. Bahashta gufa mali, now she's nice and fat, because she's got a baby inside. Aval hacha, but if she demeikara gufa srika. Before she got married, she was skinny. Fahash the goof at Srika. And the baby came out, she's also skinny. Ema, maybe Techel. Maybe now she can eat Truma. Why could she eat Truma? Because she looks exactly the same. They're very a little bit of a difficult half of Mina. She looks exactly the same. Ah, she's a child. So what? I would say she can go back to her father. Because she cannot go back. Okay? Now the Gemara says, that's very nice. Kra atarit. You explain the psukim. Very beautiful. Elamas nisan, my iria ben yom echad afil ubernami. How come our Mishnah didn't mention that? Our Mishnah was only talking about live children. Right? One day old baby, one day old boy, one day old girl, all the halachas. But the same halacha is true if she's pregnant. We just quoted from the psukim. So even if she's pregnant, she can't go back to eating truma. So why did the Mishnah say that? So the Gemara answers, Amar of Sheshes, Hacha Ma'iskinim. You know what the Mishnah is talking about? The Kohen is a Kohen. Listen to this case. Sheyesh lo shtei nashim. The Kohen has two wives. Echad Gerusha. One wife is a Gerusha, who he was never supposed to marry. That's an Aveira. The Echad She'ena Gerusha. The other wife is normal. That's no problem. Sheyesh lo bonim misha'ena Gerusha. She has children from the Ena Gerusha. No problem with that. Sheyesh lo ben yom echad mina Gerusha. One day old baby from the Gerusha. What's that baby called? A Chalal, right? The rule about Chalal. You can only be born a Chalal. You can never become a Chalal later in life. It's impossible. You have to be born a Chalal. How do you born a Chalal? Your mother... What? Right. Split with the parents. You can't become a Gerusha. Can't happen to you later in life. Only born that way. So the son's a Chalal. He's also one day old. So there's a strange halacha now. The halacha is, a Kohen has a family, right? He's got his wife. Doesn't matter what her background is. She's allowed to eat truma. Even if she's a Bas Yisrael. The kids, they could all eat truma. Right? Avadim, Kananim, can all eat truma. Who can't eat truma? The Chalal. Can't eat truma. Not only can he not eat truma, he passes all the avodim from eating truma. You hear this? He passes all the avodim from eating truma. That only happens once he's born. So the Gerusha is walking around nice and pregnant, and everybody's saying, look at that chol about to be born. Look at that. Look what that vera they did. As long as the baby's not born, he doesn't pass the avodim. Once he's born, then he does. That's why I was left out of our Mishnah. The halacha about the truma, that's true. But there's another quirk. Our Mishnah was talking about that quirk. The baby has to be born to aser the avadim from eating truma. The posel, ba'ov de aviv, he passels the avadim mile'achol b'truma from eating truma. Rashi says, it's way up there. The Rashi's like halfway down the page, where it says, v'yesh lo ben echad mena grusha. V'hu chalal. He's a chalal. The ain't a royal kahuna. He's not right to be a kohen. His mother's a gerusha. V'yesh lo chelik ba'avadim. I'm not sure what that means. He has a chelik in the avadim. That means they consider him part of the avadim. Uposel as kula min truma, and he passes all the kahan, all the avadim from eating truma. Oh, because he owns them. She'ein anu yodim lebarer mi magia lechelko. Ah, because we don't know which ones are going to go to him. Because he has brothers from the regular wife. Right? You hear that? He has brothers from the regular wife. We don't know who's going to yarshin. V'davka ben yom echad. Only have to be one day old for this. Aval calls man shalom nolad. Ochlim kulon. As long as he's not born, they can all eat. Dein zechia la ubar. There's no zechia for an ubar. So the avadim are watching this woman get more and more pregnant, knowing that their days of eating chuma are numbered. Right? Huh? What if she has a girl? So I don't know. Okay, next. By the way, and lafuke midr Rabbi Yossi. This is against the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Uber Nami Posel. Even an Uber Posel. Kamash Milan, Ben Yom Echad in Uberlo. Okay. Next. Nochel Umanchil. Now, what does Nochel mean? Nochel means he inherits. Nochel Miman. Who does he inherit from? The Aviv, from his father. In other words, he died, he was born one day old, the next day the father dies. He inherits mamash like everybody else. He was only one day old. Umanchil leman. Who's he being manchil to? Who's he bequeathing to? He's bequeathing to la'achiv me'aviv, to his brothers from his father. Right? So that, what does that mean? That means he died, then the father died. Right? Is that what it means?
No, first the father died, he inherited, he inherited the rights, he died.
And then afterwards he died. Oh, so whenever he arshin goes to the other brothers. So by the way, what do you need him for?
Exactly.
Nothing changed. The Gemara's gonna answer that question. Nothing changed. So the Gemara answered, E boy la meavliarte. What's the difference? What's the difference if the brother is Yarshin from the father or from him? That's there's no case like this.
Yeah,
two mothers. Oh, so one answer is going to be two mothers. The other answer is going to be a brilliant answer. So the first answer is going to be Amr of Sheshes. Now here's what happened. He was born on the 4th of July. His mother died on the 5th of July. Right? Who inherits that mother? He does. He's a son. Right? The father dies. He was born. Yeah. Now he dies. He's only alive for one day, then he dies. Now his brothers inherit all his mother. It's not their mother. It was the co-wife. But the brothers inherit all that. That's the case. Right? Amr of Sheish, that's the case. Is Benochel Benichse Ha'im. He inherits his mother's estate, lahanchil la'achiv min ha'av, to give it over to the father, to his brothers from his father. You hear that? V'dafka ben yom echad, and he has to be born. Aval uber lo, not an uber. My time, or why not? Why not an uber? Because dehu ma'is beresha. What the Gemara is saying is the mother's having a baby, and the mother and the son die together. That's what the Rashi explains, that's the case. She dies pregnant or she dies during childbirth. So the Gemara is an assumption that if that happens, he dies first. He dies before the mother. So he never yarishes her. Right? The ain yaben yorishes imo bekever. He cannot inherit her from the grave. Lahanchil la'achiv min ha'av. So that now his brothers from the father can now come and say, I want that Yerusha. Doesn't happen. He never yarishes it. Why didn't he yarishes it? Because he died first. Now they go into the 80s, is that true? For Hahave Uvda, there was once a story, Umafarches Ad Tlat Parachute, and there was a baby who died, a mother died, and there was thrashing for like the time it takes to walk through Parsa. So, that doesn't mean anything. It's like the tail of a lizard that thrashes. It doesn't mean there's life there. It means there's nerve endings. That's all it is. So there's no raya, right? That's all it is. There's no raya that he was alive. And the presumption is he was not alive. That's answer number one. You got that? Answer number two is absolutely brilliant. Ready? Marbred of Yosef Bishrei Derava Amar. What's he alive for? To bequeath to the brothers? He doesn't have to be there. The answer is, Lomar Shememayit Bechelek HaBechora. He's going to reduce the Chelek of the Bechor. How's he going to reduce the Chelek of the Bechor? It's like a Rashi inside. It's a long Rashi, but it's so amazing. It's the third wide line. Masnisan dikt. We have time. Masnisan diktani. The Mishnah said, Nochel umanchel. He inherits and he also bequeaths. Lomer shememayit bechelik bechora. He reduces the chelik of the bechor. What does that mean? Here we go. Kigon im ha'yeh ben yom echad. If he was one day old, kishemes aviv, when the father died, v'ha'yeh lo is ha'bechor v'yes ha'pashut. And there was another brother and another brother. In other words, he made now three brothers. A Bechor, a Pashut, and him. He's one day old, and the father passed away never. Right? So, Umeis hu achar avu. Then he dies after the father. So here we go. Nochel hu me'avav is chelek harivi shebenechasav. He inherits one quarter of the estate. Why does he inherit one quarter? Because the Bechor gets double. So he inherits one quarter. Umanchilo lushnei achiv, and he then gives it back to the two brothers that still remain. V'chalukin habachar v'apashet as chelkol shalzeh b'shav. The two brothers split his portion equally. Now Rashi's going to give you numbers. Nimtza mamayi b'chelek ha-bachar. So what do you see? He's going to reduce the b'chor's chelek. Why? The ilav ihi, had he not been alive, have a shakel b'chor trey tilsi. The b'chor would have taken two-thirds. Let's say it's only two brothers. A b'chor and him. A b'chor and another brother. A b'chor and a pasha. What's the story? Kigon. Mishisha zehuvim. The father leaves over $6. Right? So how many does the b'chor get? He gets four. Arba. Upasha notel be zehuvim. The b'chor gets four. He gets two. The other guy gets two. It's only two brothers. Right? B'chor gets four. He gets two. Now what happened? Now there's a third brother. Right? There's a third brother now. B'achshav. Now that there are three brothers, how much does the b'chor get? The b'chor gets three. Why does he get three? Each one should get two. There are three brothers. And there are $6. Right? So each one gets two. Right? Each one gets two. 2, 4, 6. But one's a bachar. So he gets third. He gets three. Does that make sense?
What? Half?
No, he doesn't get half. He gets three shtein. He gets double.
Three shtein. So you split it up into the six and one. You split it up into the seven. You have to see the six.
Make it eight.
Yeah,
because
the Bukhara
gets 5 eighths and the
Pasha
gets 3 eighths.
Right. No. Three brothers. Right. And the father died and left $6. Right. So the Bukhara gets three. The Bukhara gets three. The Pasha gets 1.5. Right. And the baby gets 1.5.
Right?
Right?
He's getting double, one and a half.
Then that 1.5 gets split down to the other two person.
Exactly.
So it actually works out as 1.5, 1.5.
But that means he's getting half of the estate, not a double.
You don't look at it as the estate. You look at it in proportion to the brothers.
The other brother also loses.
No, the other one's gaining. You'll see why. There are three brothers. The Bukhar gets three. Each brother gets 1.5, 1.5. Okay? I'll read the rest outside. Then what happens? The baby dies. So the baby's 1.5 now is split two ways. 75 cents go to the Bukhar, and 75 cents go to the other brother. So the Bukhar now gets 375. That's 25 cents left, and if his brother would not be there.
That's right. This one's to the accountant.
And the other brother gets $2.25. He gained. But the Bukhar lost. That's what this is doing in the Mishnah. You hear this? Exactly, it's a spoiler. We ask, what's the difference? The brothers inherit anyway. No, it makes a big difference. If he's there, he makes the Bukhar get less. If he's not there, the Bukhar gets more. It works out perfectly. The Amar Mar, Braid of Yosef, Bishrei de Rava, Ben Shinolar Achar Mitzas Aviv, if a son dies after the father dies, he doesn't reduce the chelek of the bechor. My time, why not? He has to be alive when the father dies. So if when the father died, the mother was still pregnant with him, there's no cheshbon at all. My time, oh, I've said that already. Besur mas nihachi, pupadisa mas nihachi. Pupadisa was a little different. Amar mar breid of Yosef, mishrei de Rava. Listen to this. Bechor shenolad la'achar mitzas aviv. If a Bukhar is born after the death of the father, in a notel pishnayim, he doesn't take pishnayim. Now, how can a Bukhar be born after the death of a father and there's another child?
Twins.
Right? Rashi says, look at Rashi, Bukhar shenal achar mitzas aviv, kigon, meis aviv, the father died, va'isha mi'uberes tumim. And the mother has twins inside. Ein hayotze risho notel pishnayim. The one who comes out first does not get pishnayim. Ubalav tuumim, without twins, lo mishkachas lo. It's an impossible case. Why? The kivan de bechor lo nolad ad mos aviv. Since the bechor doesn't get born until the father dies, pashat heichin ba. Where's the second one coming from? Inami Sheniach, Beis Nashim Ubarach. He left over two pregnant women. One out of them. Right? So Rashi says it's impossible? No, it is possible. What? Right. Night time, what's the reason for that? What's the reason why there's no Pishnayim if the Bechor is born after the father dies? Because it's Yakir Be'inon, that the father has to recognize him. Well, that never happened, never, because he died. The halach is in all these cases. Lishni Damar Bereid of Yosef and Shreid the Rava. Okay? Very good. Vaharga Chayev, if someone kills a one day older Chayev, the Chiv Isha Kiyake Kol Nefesh Mikol Makom. Okay? Then the Mishnah said, "Varehu aviv le'imo l'chol chov k'chasson shalim." L'may hilchasa? What does that mean? Chasson shalim? Amar Papa le'inyan avelos regarding avelos. U'kiman k'delo k'rishur megam liel. The Amar kol sheshah shloshim yom ba'adam ein or nefel. Has to be 30 days in order to go out of the category of nefel. Haloshah, but if you don't wait, safek havi. It's a safek whether or not the baby's going to live. You don't sit shiv on a safek. It's no. You know what we're talking about over here? The Kimle, we establish the Kalulo Chadashav. The baby was born full term. If the baby's born full term, not a Nathal. That's a presumption. Okay? We have time? Yeah, we're going to do the Tosfos. Ready to see Tosfos? The Kimle, the Kul, the Kalulo Chadashav. You see that? Hello, Kimle. What if he wasn't called Lo Chadasha? What if you're not sure that the fingernails are full, complete? You don't know. What's the story? Sveika Havi. To Suffolk. Right? Ubenefil Menagad. What if the baby fell off a roof? Never. Oh, Ochel Ari. Ari. Right? We must be talking about a situation where the baby died, not natural causes. Why? Because the bepihak umes, if it died from natural causes, then afilu rabbanon have a nefel. Even the rabbanon would agree it's a nefel. In other words, what's going on here? If the baby died from natural causes, why did the baby die from natural causes? Why? The answer is, it's a nefel. Right? If that happened, nobody argues on that. Even the Rabbanim would agree to Rabbi Gamliel as no Shiva. Why not? Because it's an Aphel. So what happened? What happened? No! A terrible tragedy happened. The animal hit by a truck. Whatever happened. Some terrible thing happened. Now, who said it's an Aphel? Some other thing made it die. You hear that? You look puzzled. Huh? The case is, we have a machlokas in the Mishnah about, we just quoted a machlokas about Nathal. So the Gemara answers, no, it doesn't have to be a machlokas. We're talking about a case where we know the baby is complete. Its fingernails are finished and the toenails, and it's a complete baby. So it's not a Nathal. And what if it dies early? Then it is a Nathal. Right? If it dies before 30 days, it's a Nathal. What if it gets hit by a car? That's not an Aphel.
The Mishnah started with one day. Now he's saying, we finished the Mishnah, we finished the Gemara, now he's questioning about the course of the one day part?
What? No! The Gemara said it's one day regarding what? Avelos. Rav Shmuel Mingel didn't say that. Rav Shmuel Mingel argued, no, you have to wait 30 days. If a baby dies within 30 days, it's not an Aphel. I'm sorry, if the baby dies within 30 days, it's a riot, it wasn't a Ben Kayama, there's no Avelos. So the Gemara answer is no. It's talking about a baby that's kalalo chadashav. So everybody agrees. Everybody agrees it's not a nefel. That's all. Everybody agrees it's not a nefel. That's what the Gemara said. That's all the Gemara said.
Not the Gemara said. But is there really the Gemara focused earlier? Because you're
going to
say that.
No, the machlokas is what if it got hit by a car? That's the machlokas.
But everybody agrees in that case.
No, no one agrees in that case. Okay. They agree if it died by natural causes.
Right,
if it died natural causes, what the baby, the brought up the baby from the hospital, died 2 days later? What happened? It was a nafel never. It was a nafel. There's no shiva for that. But what if the baby got hit by a car? That's a machlokas. What? We're going to go. That's the Gemara. It tells us in 1 second. We get hit by a car. What's the story? That's a machlokas. According to the Rabbanon, you said Shiva. That's our Mishnah. According to the Mishnah, no. Die before 30 days. So far, so good. Okay? Can I prepare for Allah? I'm low heavy. Rabbim Tomar, Im Kane, my time is the Rishon Ben Gamliel. What's the Rishon Ben Gamliel's reason? Given the Lekha Reyusa. Right? Amai Enumis Abel Olav. Why is there no Shiva? The Nazel Acharo Vlados. The Havid B'nai Kayama. Why don't you follow the Rove? Rove babies. Rove children. Rove children. Make it past 30 days. Right? There was a, right, for a car, we have to wait till it's 8 days old. The shechta is the night of the seventh. Mishum the hasam sick halacha kavshir megamliel. Amay lo zinu basar. The same thing. Why don't you go basar rove? Rove animals are going to live. It's all rove. The Yesh Lomer answers Tosfos. Listen to this answer. The nefilin have a miut the shchiach. A nefel is a miut that is a shchiach miut. It's a pretty common thing, especially then. The davar hahavehu, it's something that happens a lot. Ulochein hechmiru chachamim. The chachamim will machmer. Uleinyan avelus hikilu. When it comes to what's avelus? Avelus is in the rabbanon. The mezah don't tshiva. Maybe they were makel. Ugedolim izos matzilu d'omer perak yesh bachar. The yom lai lamed kishalofanov linyan avelus. What about the day 30 itself? We make it as if it's day 29, really. We say it's the day, it's not. It's 30 ad the cloud. So therefore, it's not considered a veil still. Why? Because the makel, even though it's the meat, the rove is not such a strong rove. Af agav the caramel ba'cholet, the mace be'om lamed, ba'amdav in iskacha, emeshes koini, eno choletes, whole complicated thing there, right? On the 30th day, there was a kohen and a chalitza. The chashev akiyama. V'im tomar, listen to this next part of Tosis. The hacha amar dibishalo shah, safekohu, eno mitzabola. By the case, over here, what do you see? If it's a safek, there's no shiva. However, safek achiv, safek eino achiv, or you have a guy, a woman had a baby, but you don't know if it was from husband number one or husband number two. And the baby died. So who's the shiva? The brothers from husband number one or the brothers from husband number two? So why don't we say, we don't know who his brother is? Huh? Let's say the husband had brothers, right? So it's the same father. So you have to say husband number one, husband number two. So you don't know who the brothers are. So who said, what do you do in that case? Tell us it should be a safek. Let it go. Right? But that's not the halacha. Safek achiv, safek eno achiv, misavolov. They both have to sit shiva. Both brothers. One of them not in the family. The Yesh Lomar, the shiny husband, that's different over there. Why? Because kibon debar kayamahu. Since the brother, he was 10 years old when he died, this boy. We just don't know whose father he was. If no one should shiva, sabri, alma, the ain mis abolin, alachin. People are going to think, you don't should shiva for brothers. Right? Inami, listen to the second answer. Besafik ben tesla rishon or ben tesla achron, if you're not sure which father he was, you're not sure who the father is, the man of shachad menayu chayev. One of these brothers has to sit shiva. Ugnai hadavah liftar shneim. What a gnai that would be that no one's sitting shiva for this boy. Therefore, you make both sit shiva. You hear that? It's fascinating Tosfos. Right? Over here it's a genuine suffix. The baby died. If he's an afel, it's a real suffix. Aye, what rove? So the answer is that we don't follow the rove because it's a miyut that's very shchiach. Okay? Good? Very good. Next Mishnah. Bas shalosh v'yom echad miskadeshes b'bia. A 3-day-old girl is already roy for bia. 3 days and one day. 3 years and one day. Sorry, 3 years and one day. V'imbale yavam, and if a yavam takes her, kina'a, she becomes married to the brother. Right? V'chayavan alav mishameshes ish. She's chayav from eshes ish. Rashi says that means that if someone else has relations with her, she's a married woman. The problem with that Rashi is that the end of the Mishnah is going to say she's in the parsha of all arayos. That's why the Ashes ish separated. So I'm saying, because I would have thought that maybe she's a yavam. How come? Maybe since the husband, since she's not a bar onshin, so then the parsha of Ashes ish doesn't apply. I would think that. In other words, a man, that's what the Ravah says. Or you could just say it's continuing the case.
No, she was already married before.
She was already married before.
Before age three.
What? Or maybe at age three.
Oh, so she got married at age three, day one, the guy died that day.
Right. Utmeya is bala latam mishkov tachton ke'elyon. And she's matame her husband, mishkov tachton ke'elyon, like the elyon of a zav, right? Nises, if she got married, lakawe, to chelos b'chuma, she could eat chuma. Bala echem and apsulin. If anyone who's pasul from the kahuna marries her, pasul min akuna, she's pasul from the kahuna, for ger or nas and all these people. Bala echem and arayis and mitzvah Torah. If any one of the arayis in the Torah has relations with her, mumasin aleha, right? They get killed on her account. She doesn't get killed, but they get killed, right? And the hipatura, she's pater. Pachas mikan, less than 3 years old, is kinosin etzba ba'ayin. It's like you stick a finger in the eye. It just makes it bleed. That's all it does. It doesn't make her anything. There's no halachic status at all. And you have to wait till after she's three. All right, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.